Welcome to Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Sanhedrin Chapter 1, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah continues speaking about the different types of court cases and the amount of judges necessary for each of those. Makos, says the Mishnah, lashes, bishlosha. We only need three judges to decide. So by Torah law, if a person violates a Torah prohibition, so for example, if somebody eats pork, and they were forewarned about it, and they said, we don't care, we're going to do it anyways, they get 39 lashes, which was not a picnic. The law is, says the Mishnah, that one only needs three judges to decide that. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, I'm with the name Rabbi Shmuel, they said, Esrim Bishlosha, that you need to have a court of 23. Now, we had said yesterday, the court of 23 is usually the court that is able to give Misa, that is able to punish a person capitally. Rav Yishmael holds that you need 23 to give lashes. Continues the Mishnah. Ibur HaChodesh, to make a month into a leap month. Bishlosha, we need three. So just to drop a background, nowadays we have a calendar and we know when Rosh Chodesh is. Actually, this evening is the Rosh Chodesh. It's the first of Kislev. But by Jewish law, you know, for many, many years, till we had a calendar that was kind of figured out, the way that it was determined if it was a new month was by witnesses. Two witnesses would come into the court and they would say, we saw the new moon. It was Rosh Chodesh. Then it was considered the first of the month. So if we need to decide, if they were accurate, if they saw the moon properly, and there's a bunch of questions that we asked them, that is done with three judges. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. I'm sorry. Ibur Hashana, let me skip one thing, to make a year into a leap year. This year, for example, is a 13-month Jewish year. We have two Adars. The way it was done in those days, what? The court would have to decide and deliberate if they need to add another full month to the year. What's the reason that the court would decide to add a month? Because we know that the Jewish calendar is lunar. We also know the Torah teaches us that Pesach has to be in the spring. If we follow the lunar calendar, then the year is only 354 days. Eventually, Pesach ends up being pushed further and further away from the spring. Just to circumvent that issue, periodically they would institute an Ibur Hashana, a leap year. So the Mishnah says like this, Ibur Hashana Bishlosha, Dei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that all you need is three judges, and if three judges decide that it should be a leap year, it is. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Bishlosha Maschilim. They would start deliberating the need for a full new month with three judges. If two of them say that we don't need to have a leap year, and one says that we do, then the matter is settled. But if two say that we need more people, then they added more judges. As the Mishnah says like this, Bishlosha Maschilim, they would start with three, Bachamisha Nosim Benosim, and then they would have an additional two people that were added, so they had five. And then they would continue to deliberate if they still think they need a leap year. Megorim b'shiva, seven people would be the final court, and those seven would decide whether we need a leap year or not. B'imganu b'shlosh, and if let's say they happen to have concluded with three, the three agree that one needs it to be a leap year, then it ends up being a leap year. Interestingly enough, the Gemara teaches us what is the reason that we have this 3, 5, 7. So it says, what's interesting is if you take a look at Birkas Kohanim, the blessing that the priests give us, the first pasuk has three words, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. The second verse of Birkas Kohanim with the priestly blessing has five words, Yara Hashem panav elecha v'chuneka. And the third pasuk has seven, Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yaseim lecha shalom, so that we should remember the bracha of the Kohanim on the additional month that we're having, the blessing that Hashem gives us, and that it should be a blessed additional month that year. God willing, tomorrow we'll see Mishnah Gimel. Have a wonderful day and have a beautiful Shabbos.